What's going on, you horrific high-five and whore berries? Welcome to Gruntspeak, not so.
Live from the lair!
I'm Gleep Glep, that's Floop-de-doo, welcome to the show. And look at that, double your pleasure, double your fun, and double the speed at which you'll have to run.
Like a Jew from the tax man.
Oh, they don't do that, Pop. That's
Yeah.
That's just a stereotype.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, we're going to get banned. And today we have a story coming from the anti-woke warrior. He guest starred on our stream a while back. I don't know if y'all remember him or not, but if not, definitely check it out. And he sent us the story of him and Noel.
That sounds like such a holiday name.
Oh.
Like when I hear the word Noel, I see white spray paint residue on the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
The elf on the shelf, you know, looking at Mrs. Claus because he wants to get up her skirt after the lights go out. It's quite crazy.
When Santa's gone, what do you say? You and me go balance ourselves on the toilet rim.
Yep. I used to come up with crazy stories of what they used to do when we went to bed.
Don't want to know.
They'd be like, yeah, you're fucked in the head, you little 8-year-old boy.
A little bit. Yeah, Mrs. Claus likes her stocking stuffed.
Don't
let her tell you any different.
Uh-huh. And maybe she likes to get it stuffed from the coal delivery guy.
Yeah, the coal delivery guy. No coal in her stocking, but it starts with the letter C. Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers. I met Noelle while attending art college. She wasn't an incredibly attractive girl, but she was thin, and I liked that in a woman.
Every man likes a thin woman. Only the people on the far right of the belt curve, which is less than maybe 10%, are cool with roomy women. Genetically, men are designed to like women a certain way.
The healthy hip-to-waist ratio.
Yes.
Childbearing
hips. Proven by science!
Childbearing hips. She was also a virgin. I like that in a woman, too. No hymen, no diamond. I was 26, she was 18. I reveled in the praise I received from my fellow older male college students, high-fiving me and slapping me on the back, proclaiming I was living the dream and wanted to know my secret for attracting younger women. Well, wasn't any secret I had, but more like Noelle's dark secrets that brought us together.
Uh-oh. Dark secrets from a virgin?
Are we talking like it just got dark in here, dark secrets?
Yeah.
After 6 weeks of getting to know each other, we celebrated Thanksgiving with her family. And despite some cautionary tales she had told me about her mother and the fact that her father lived in a different city, everything seemed positive.
All right.
HIV positive.
Rule of thumb. Don't go meet family before at least 120 days. All right. The 90-day rule, it should be 90 days before you even let them come into your house, and a minimum of 4 months before they meet anybody in your family.
Yeah.
Period. And that's a bare minimum.
Once they're in the doorway of that, it just overcomplicates everything to hell.
Well, the thing is after that, every time you go see your mother, so we're such and such. It's going
on. I'm my future son-in-law.
You can't look at your mother and go, I was just bashing your tonsils, Ma. You're not going to see her. You can't tell your mother that. You know? I mean, that is not a good strategy for communicating with your mother.
That's true. That's true. They often turn their noses up at that sort of thing.
Yeah.
In December, I took her virginity, and we were well on our way to establishing a happy life together. I had fallen in love, and I didn't want the relationship or the feelings to end. This was one of the happiest times of my adult life.
And let me tell you, I've been there. It is some of the best feelings you can imagine, trust me. But you let it happen too quickly.
Let's see how this unravels.
Now, I wonder if he like fucked up and gave her the 10 dick right out of the gate.
Maybe. Now, we all know dick thinking is dangerous, but so is thinking with your heart. And chasing after a fairy tale is a fool's errand.
Fool!
Yes.
You are better off learning stoicism and getting your financial house in order than you are relying on a woman to bring you happiness.
Amen! 100%! Wow, you checked that block well, brother.
You got it, man.
Wow.
Leading with your penis and your heart.
And your wallet.
Yeah, it usually gets you lost.
Yeah.
And no map is going to help you find your way back.
Nope.
During the Christmas break, we traveled back to her home where we stayed one night at her grandmother's house in the guest bedroom. She wouldn't let me bang her, feeling it would be inappropriate to do the deed in her grandmother's house.
Okay, that's fine.
It happens.
Yeah.
Looking back, that should have been the end of it. I should have finished out the winter break and broken it off. Being that self-conscious about sex is not something I want in a woman.
She literally hasn't had sex before this. There's going to be some apprehension for a while.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a couple of years.
Yeah, women don't get really comfortable telling you what they want, what they like, and what they don't like until after you've been together doing that for a while.
Yeah, and you know, and just because you don't want to, she doesn't want to bang in her mother or her grandmother's house. Yeah. It's understandable.
Yeah. Does anybody want to hear grandma coming in like you're balls deep doing your deal, about to achieve the moment of truth?
You want some sugar cookies?
No, we're good. Say something. I'm biting the pillow. Well, shit.
Yeah, the other half of that is getting up in the middle of the night and hearing your grandparents railing.
That's disgusting.
That is some nightmare fuel right there.
Yeah, what happens, you know, like, she knows what you're doing, and then, you know, middle of the night, you get up to take a piss, you know, and they return the favor.
Here.
Oh, Bill. Oh,
Bill.
That's what I was doing in my head as I was running back into the bedroom.
Good luck getting a boner after that shit.
Oh, my God. That was horrific.
Yeah, tell me about
it. And listen, no one's getting out of, you're not getting out of childhood alive. You are going to get to 18 and have a complex, or your parents and your relatives didn't do their goddamn job.
I have to agree. But this was also a taste of what was to come. We stayed at her mother's house for a few days. During that time, I got to see her mother's anger poke its ugly head up. Then we traveled on to her father's home. And during that lonely drive through snow-covered wilderness, I got the first red flag unfurled on me.
Okay.
A flag that could be seen from outer space. What? And the mother's anger wasn't already enough?
When
you recon the mother.
Yeah. Ah, misfire.
You suck. But I was a rather naive 26-year-old who had been indoctrinated by the progressive agenda that had already promulgated itself throughout higher education. Shocker.
There you go.
Right where the sun don't shine. And these are the same idiots who will be like, well, you know, Rachel Maddow and all these, like, my commentators and news pundits have college degrees. That don't make them smart.
No.
It makes them indoctrinated.
That's right. In today's day and age, because you have a college education doesn't mean shit anymore. They have cheapened it to the point it's literally just a piece of paper.
Yeah. I have a college education. I have a college degree. Does it have anything to do with what I now do for a living? Nope.
Yeah.
I taught myself everything I know.
Same here. I mean, I have a four-year degree in public administration, minor in finance and statistical analysis.
And you're an Army grunt.
And I'm literally an Army grunt. The only time I came close to doing public administration is when I finally wound up in civil affairs.
Oh, there you go.
That made it much easier. I mean, I knew how that shit worked from 4 years of college.
Amen to that. She told me about her father leaving when she was a little girl. In her words, he just up and left one day with no explanation. He moved hundreds of miles away to start a new life in a new city. So, raised by a single mother. Abort, abort.
Yep.
She said, now he lives with a man, and they're the best of friends. They've been living together for 8 years. They even sleep in the same bed. But he's not gay.
What?
I chuckled incredulously.
Oh, my God.
What?
She replied, doe-eyed, not certain of what I meant. Now you're telling me that your father's been sleeping in the same bed with a man every night for the last 8 years, and he's not gay?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, your father's gay. What? She exclaimed. No man is sleeping in the same bed with someone for 8 years and not banging that person or getting banged by that person.
But he's not.
She trailed off.
The only exception would probably be prison inmates.
That's still gay.
That is some naivete right there.
That is very much naivete. Wow. I pulled my sunglasses down, looked her dead in the eye. That's how men work. I'm not going to say he's wrong.
No. No.
I was just friends. Yeah. He puts it in my pooper once in a while, but that doesn't make us gay. If you know what I say, I'm going to go eat some hay and lay by the bay. I just may. What do you say?
No way.
No way is what I say. You're fucking gay. Now go away. This week on a very special Dr. Seuss Presents Redonkulous. Our visit with her father and his husband was pleasant enough. Although I could tell the husband didn't like me, I wouldn't have thought her father was gay if I passed him on the street. And I've seen this happen several times now. After having been with an unpleasant woman, a man decides he has to swing for the same team.
No, no. No, he was always down low Dan.
Yeah.
You know, he just... After a certain amount of time, you just couldn't pretend anymore.
Well, yeah, because these dudes, you know, the down low Dans tend to go for more masculine women, and that makes them more combative. They pick fights a hell of a lot more. It just makes for a very unpleasant situation. Usually one or the other or both winds up turning to substances to alleviate the pain.
That could be.
Or male prostitution.
Yep.
You know. Jail. The juice just isn't worth the squeeze anymore. Either way, if he was gay all along or if he decided to change after having been with her mother, red flag. Although our relationship was going well, my education was not. I decided to transfer to a different college and she agreed to follow me. But what happened put our relationship to the test.
Here we go.
Yeah, this is when it's going to start to unravel, I have a feeling. The process of transferring got delayed. I was stuck in limbo for 3.5 months. Damn. Bureaucracy is really hitting the skids over where you are, huh? In those 3.5 months, I lived in my hometown and visited her 5 or 6 times. It was a 6-hour drive after all. During that time, we started fighting, and I should have ended our relationship then, too. But I was in love.
Listen, when you're dick thinking, that little head just isn't going to let you cut away.
Especially if you're getting the 10 taco. Because, yeah. 10 tacos just as hard for men to let go of as 10 sausages for women to let go of. Or at least I wanted to be in love. After 6 months apart, because I moved at the beginning of summer to take summer classes, we came together in a new home far away from either of our families. That's a recipe for isolationism. I had stayed faithful despite insanely hot women and average-looking women chasing after me. Apparently, I was a hot commodity in this new city. I know how that goes. Sometimes just having a 10 taco at home gives you a boost in confidence, and other women pick up on that because they see you as pre-selected.
Yeah, pre-selection is an actual phenomena.
Yeah, that's why single fathers don't have the same stigma as single mothers. It's not me. That's just how it is. During this time, I put in the effort to find a place for us to live, helped her move in, and even got her hired on at the company I was working for.
Oh, you idiot.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
You know, shit where you eat, man.
Yeah,
you
that is a big mistake, right?
And you don't invite eaters where you shit.
That is a huge mistake.
That's a big mistake. I did all this while I was a full-time student and had a part-time job. And what did I get for my efforts? Whatever it was, it certainly couldn't be called appreciation.
Or gratitude.
Things began to fall apart on a day that otherwise does not stand out in my mind. She was working on a school project, and she was unhappy with the way it was going. She began taking her frustration out on me. I called her on it, and things became copacetic again. But not for long. Anger between us sprang up time and again.
Done deal. Yeah. The minute she talks to you with contempt in her voice, it is done. It literally is done. The airframe is on fire. And you have very limited options. You could parachute out on your own will. You can let it go all the way to the scene of the crash, which is bad. Or you can allow her to destroy the airframe around you and crash even faster.
Exactly. This is, as soon as she starts feeling like she can just lose her temper with you over anything, and strangely enough, that's the next line here, she would lose her temper over anything. Once that happens...
It's done.
It's done. Any disagreement we had was a fight. Uh-huh. After only a few months of living together, it came to the point where she would physically attack me.
It's done.
Well, that, that's more than done.
She learned this from her mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is programming she got from the parental unit.
Yeah. What was I saying before about gay men gravitating toward masculine, combative women?
Uh-huh. There you go.
A flailing arm would fly wildly toward my face. My hardened reflexes from years of martial arts training would snap a well-muscled arm up, blocking the blow. Clutching her delicate wrist, she would turn away, hissing in pain. After about the 10th time, she realized attacking me wasn't going to work. So, she resorted to subversion.
Wow, you're lucky it didn't go to poison.
Otherwise known as manipulation. And what did I do? I stayed and foolishly tried to make things work. Man, that 10 taco must have had some extra hot sauce on it.
Hot sauce, thank you.
Yeah, as soon as a woman takes a swing at you, it is over.
It's done.
She has no respect for you whatsoever. And if you keep her around, that level of respect is eventually going to dig its way beneath the floor, the ground zero, and just start digging deeper and deeper into the earth until that lack of respect becomes contempt. And... at that point, she could do anything to you.
That's right.
Poison you, kill you, call the cops.
Throw boiling water on you while you're asleep.
Exactly. Her favorite thing to do was deny me. Shocker. A 19-year-old girl sleeping next to me naked, and she wouldn't let me touch her. Needless to say, my anger flared up too.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. Been there, done that. One other behavior she took to was picking a fight with me over anything and nothing. She would also try insulting me, but I'm a man. I've been called 1,000 names, so that wasn't going to work. Well, good for you. Because if she's trying to instigate a fight, she wants you to get physical.
Yeah, don't do it.
So she can call the cops, and then you're out on your ass.
Yes, or use it as justification to royally fuck you up.
Exactly. She's already telling her friends horrific things about you that are not true because she's building the record so she can leave and have people tell her that she did the right thing.
That's breakup 101.
Yep. At that time, I was suspicious of the fights. The pettiness was so egregious, it was almost comical. The only logical conclusion I came to regarding all this was that she was trying to infuriate me so that I would strike her. Yep. There you go.
Listen, my ex-wife tried that shit when she killed my dog.
Yeah. She was really, really hoping that she could just have the home run hit to take to court.
That's right.
Probably as a way of justifying her own poor behavior. A way for her to point and proclaim that she was bad, but I was so much worse. I beat her. Never mind all the swing and the misses that she took at you.
Uh-huh.
Occasionally, we would return home to visit our respective families. I got along with her father fine, even though his husband was a pompous idiot. Her mother, on the other hand, was always bitter, and it was obvious she didn't like me. Remember, you are not in a relationship with her. You're in a relationship with her whole family.
That's right.
Yep, in-laws have the tendency to make your life a living hell. You remember the one story we read where the grandmother was peppering the girl's mind with all this horrific shit and that eventually imploded the relationship? Happens all the time. Women keep women single, especially if they're unhappy. Her subversion turned to mental gymnastics like I have never seen before or since.
Gaslighting. Again, learned behavior from the mother.
Yep. As our relationship fell apart, she began spending more and more time with her coworkers, her male coworkers.
Yep, there you go.
She's monkey branching. I don't think she cheated physically.
Yeah, she did.
But she was definitely searching for an alternative. And this from a girl who swore she didn't want to have sex with me because I wanted her to be a slut.
Statute.
My response was always, how does sleeping with your live-in boyfriend make you a slutstitute? She would claim the same thing about her female coworkers who were in long-term relationships. If they talked about the sex they were having with their boyfriends, they were sluts. See, this is how women create their own unhappiness and blame you for it.
Uh-huh. And she's literally talking to her female friends who are sabotaging the already disintegrating relationship.
Yep.
Because misery loves company.
They're egging each other on.
That's right.
She would proclaim that she would never date my friend so-and-so or such-and-such. Why? Because he cheats on his girlfriend. But if you guessed that these were the first men she was hopping into bed with once we broke up, you would be correct.
Yeah, listen, they already have your replacement on deck when they decide to put you down to the minor leagues.
Every time. Women don't break up with you unless they have an escape hatch. And remember, she would be a sleut for sleeping with her boyfriend, but allowing some other man to cheat with her, that doesn't make her a sleut. She even fell for some of these men, and I would catch her breaking down into tears over them.
That's unhealthy. Well, once it's over, you're done. You just
get her out. It's like finally getting a booger out of your nose that's been bothering you all morning. Flick it and get the fuck out of there.
I wasn't picking my nose. I was scratching.
Well, I mean, a lot of these women disqualify great guys in the beginning because of whatever rationale exists in their head. And 20 years later, after you have grown, you're on your grind, you've got your value, then they come crawling back.
Yep.
It's happened to me probably a good 8 times in the past 20 years. Mm-hmm.
And usually those slingbacks happen with bastard children in tow.
Please take care of me.
Yeah, all kinds of problems come.
So I went on pretending, knowing the day was coming soon. But the day before Valentine's Day, she broke up with me. And she was infuriated that I didn't seem upset by the breakup.
I've actually had that happen a few times.
Me too.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorites. Chick that I had hooked up with just a couple of times. She was about as bland could get. But she was redhead and she was cute. So, whatever. Banged it out a couple of times. And then she tried to pull the, I don't think this is going to work out thing, hoping that I would come after her and be like, no, please. I want more of that dead fish. And I was like, nope, that's not a big deal. If you feel that way, I'm totally on the same page with you. You have a good one.
Yeah.
They freak out because they're deluding themselves into thinking that you're going to crawl all over yourself and over a whole platoon of like zombified corpses just to get another crack at that poon. And when you destroy that illusion, they hate you for it.
I hate you.
Well, after my divorce, like I refused, I am the man that I am. And I've literally had women get all pissed off and break up with me. And I'm like, I am what I am. You're not happy? Take it on the road.
That's rule number one of dude law. I am the man that I am and I will not change.
That's right. That's right. And most of these ladies, they're absolute train wrecks now.
Yeah.
I have seen what happens to them. Well, it is not pretty.
You know what did happen? They found men who would change for them. They lost respect for that dude, cheated on him, and moved on, hoping that another dude wouldn't change.
Yeah, it probably has something to do with the fact that they can't pair bond either.
No, there's always that. And there's, chlamydia and abortions, too.
Yeah. Meth and dicks.
Right after the breakup, I had lost my job. Hypergamy much, but I was stuck. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the resources to set out on my own. I did end up with a job about a month later, but it was a low-paying job working for the school. That job ended a few months later when I graduated. A month after graduation, I got a new job, but it was extremely part-time, so I wasn't earning enough to really support myself. Let that be a cautionary tale about shacking up with a woman. I didn't even start living with my wife until we had been married for 4 months. That's hedging your bets in a really big way, good sir.
Wow.
The good news is Noelle and I worked better as roommates than as a couple.
That's actually fairly common.
It is. But things fell apart again when I learned that she had been running around sleeping with my friends who were already in long-term relationships.
They weren't your friends.
No, they weren't your friends. Those are not good dudes. She was doing the same with her coworkers.
Wow.
This girl was so deranged, she even wanted to get with a guy who she suspected was prostituting himself out to gay men. What was I saying earlier about being HIV positive?
Oh, the HIPPLHIV.
That was just a joke. That was before I knew about the gay dad, and now she wants to go after a dude who's prostitutling himself out to gay men. Woo! She wants to get the monkey pox.
So she's got daddy problems, raised by a single mother.
And
not
now,
making wise. What could go wrong?
Yeah, what could go wrong? Yeah. Go ahead and try to find yourself in the bottom of several dozen dudes' balls and see exactly how far you get.
The worm pile.
This all came to light after having been run through by half a dozen or more guys, and none of them wanted her for anything other than her snot sleeve. Realizing I was the only man who had treated her with any respect, the only man who actually wanted to have anything long-term with her, she came crawling back to me and confessed her sins.
Nope.
I called her a slutstitute right to her face.
Burn!
And then I truly was the bad guy.
That's right.
Things were going so well between us. Why did you have to call me that? So apparently it's all my fault. She was sleeping around with men already in relationships. Right. In truth, all I did was tell her who she was. And the mental gymnastics continued when she started proudly proclaiming 20-year-old girls are supposed to be only if you want to end up alone with a permanent address somewhere we all know and love.
I always love it when they...
Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square. Stop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's just completely washes your hands of all accountability in this equation. I'm supposed to be a promiscuous piece of crap.
No. Good luck with that.
Sleeping with other chicks' boyfriends who happen to be friends with my ex.
Well, the minute she went six dicks deep, she's done. She's over five.
Oh, absolutely.
She's not going to be able to pair bond.
She is done.
Good luck with that in the long run.
Imagine getting a sling back while you still live together. Wow. That's next level narcissism right there. In the end, she made it really easy for me to leave. Less than a month before the lease was up, she finally figured out how she could hurt me.
Oh, no.
She had learned that a frontal assault would not work, although full frontal assaults are fun for pictures. So she would walk up behind me and hit me as hard as she could. You know, I can't imagine how a nice girl like this is unattached.
Wow.
Fortunately, by this time, I was working full-time and one of my coworkers had a room to rent, so I packed up my stuff
and left. Good.
Amen. Wow. When she moved out of that apartment, I asked her for my half of the security deposit. She said, well, the management company didn't say anything about it.
Take her to court.
Well, to be honest, she's going to need the extra money to pay for all of the, you know, the antibiotics and, you know, the anti-herpes meds and all that stuff. So, you know, just you're the gift that keeps on giving.
That's nasty.
I had anticipated she would keep all the security deposit for herself as a way of taking vengeance on me.
Uh-huh.
You figured right. Slowly over the course of a few months leading up to me leaving, I took $300 out of the petty cash she kept around the apartment, my half of the deposit. She never noticed. One of the last things she ever said to me was, "It was going to take a very special girl to date you." She was right. If by very special girl she means foreign, from a country that doesn't try to brainwash its citizens with feminist logic.
Yeah.
My wife is better in every way. She's kinder, more thoughtful, loyal, honest, intelligent, and respectful. She's better looking and hands down the funniest woman I have ever known. By the way, my wife is the only foreign woman I have ever been involved with. It's almost as if the feminist indoctrination system makes women difficult to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, another thing I'd like to do is get stories from dudes out there after they break up or get divorced. If they, just tell me the stories, what happened to the former dick sleeve that you used to visit. What time did to that person?
Oh,
I would like to hear those stories.
It's usually hilarious.
And it's usually not good.
Yeah, I mean, your ex-horse chick wound up with some home movies on the internet.
And now she's just getting passed around by, like, really old guys. Woo!
Well, you know, every once in a while, a woman just has to discover that her real kink is having a dude who can literally stretch his ball sack over half her head.
And listen, the women of today are so entitled that literally they don't realize if they go north of 40... and they actually find a dude that is, like, really interested in them, and then they finally throw him back because of whatever, more than likely that is not going to happen again.
No. But it's okay, ladies. You just know your worth now, right? Now that it's all gone, you know your worth. No. You know the worth you used to have. And you think that if you keep repeating that you now know your worth, it'll somehow make it a current event.
That's right.
Or a current affair.
Men don't care what they do for how much money you make, how many asses. We don't, because we know we're not getting a taste of that. We have to like do our own shit. So that doesn't matter. And when they sit there like, well, you're intimidated because I'm a CEO.
No,
I'm not. You're probably have a lot of masculine traits. And I don't need that in my life. Because at the end of the day, it destroys my peace.
Exactly.
And peace is very important for a man.
Mm-hmm. Sanity's priceless. You can buy pussy.
He's right. Well said.
Now, sometimes misfortune has a way of smiling on the protagonist of the story. I found Noelle recently on social media.
Uh-huh.
She has a hyphenated last name, yet her relationship status is listed as single. Looking through several dozen photos, I saw no men in her life. Well, she lives in her small town with two small but ugly five-headed kids that clearly dropped out of her loins when, judging by the now prominent beer gut she sports, she was walking through the trashiest Walmart in the country.
Nice.
Ain't it always the way?
Uh-huh.
After several years of unemployment, she's back in college, and she suddenly has a low-paying job. I can only assume the alimony ran out. After all, she appears to live in a house with her two children and several dogs. Whether she rents or has a mortgage, houses cost money, as do kids, dogs, and beer guts. It also appears that she was married in the city where we went to college. That's over 1,000 miles from her hometown.
Wow.
I hope the father found a way to move close to his kids for their sakes and his, but I doubt it. After seeing what she has done with her life, I feel like I won the lottery.
Oh, my God. You dad. Oh, wow. You want to talk about avoiding the monster back and not getting sacked in the backfield. Wow. That was, I think fate was kind with you on this one.
It's just a damn shame, man. All it really takes to turn a good woman into a cautionary tale is higher education.
Yeah.
With enough women surrounding her to convince her, well, I mean, this is the time in your life when you're supposed to go out and be a pleasure sleeve for multiple men, but you don't need one.
That's right.
See how that doesn't add up when you actually think about it?
It doesn't add up at all.
And they all think they're smarter than you. Nope, sorry, ladies. Anybody who believes in a mythical wage gap that's been debunked more than dragons,
all right,
you're not smarter than me.
There's just no fucking way that a woman north of 40 has the same value as a woman who's 20.
No.
Okay. And like a 20-year-old woman can literally score, has the best chance to score the highest tier guy she can for her look range.
Yeah.
And they have like this mental defect thinking that they're going to keep trading up with diminishing returns.
Not
going
to happen.
The asset or the assets they have diminish as they get older. I mean, literally, it is delusional mindset.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
It's really pathetic. And they love to try to blame men and say that we're shallow, disgusting pigs when older men go for younger women.
That's right.
But it's totally fine when Cher and Madonna go after younger men.
Correct.
You go, Yas Queen Slay.
And they're bad-mouthing those passport guys, too.
Yeah. Bottom line is this. Older men have what younger women value, and vice versa.
That's right.
That's why it works that way. If you don't like it, sorry, but you're the one who fucked up your life and threw it all away thinking that 20 years old was the perfect time to be a salutstitute. It's not.
Good luck with that.
You're supposed to be looking for a good, solid dude who's going to take care of you and go out there and bust his ass in the real world so that you don't have to. That's not oppression. That's called being protected from the shit that's out there. And you should have recognized it for what it was instead of thinking that, oh, well, I'm going to smash the patriarchy by paying it taxes and voting to make it bigger. You're a smart one, and I'm totally intimidated by you.
Yeah, you have been basically manipulated into becoming a useful idiot.
Mm-hmm. I'll see you in 20 years when you got a beer gut, two bastard kids, and you can't afford a mortgage.
Yeah. Well, it's better than one of my former exes who lived in a van by a river for 8 months.
When you're living in a van down by the river!
And I'm sure that van had a rotating line of visitors in and out. Once you have the dicks, you can have the meth. And when you have run out of meth, you need more dicks.
Hell, you know, I'm sure she can suck 6 to 8 dicks a week for her food bill.
Yeah. Especially since, you know, probably all of her teeth have fallen out by now, and everybody loves a good gummy worm.
Yeah, listen, she looks terrible.
It's glorious to see people get their comeuppance.
Oh, the look on her face when we're just having a little chit-chat. So I'm like, how many kids do you have? Well, I just have some dogs. I'm like, oh, well, chlamydia and abortion will do that. The look in her face.
Emotional damage.
And that's really one of the secrets to the modern disintegration of relationships between men and women. Women have successfully, in most cases, made men afraid to tell them the truth.
Yeah.
Because they will withhold the peace leave if we do.
Or
you know what?
Or they'll go nuclear.
Yeah. If that happens, they're not worth your time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, if you have to, you can always go pay for it. But make sure you double bag it.
Just walk off the lot.
These ladies aren't worth your time. And remember, dudes, you're the prize.